Imagine buying a highly articulate parrot for your front desk. You know, it has memorized your entire company handbook, it can greet customers in five languages, and well, it sounds incredibly smart. But if you ask it to actually reach into the filing cabinet and hand you a folder.
Right, it's just a parrot. It just sits there.
Exactly.
I mean, it can squawk the exact instructions on how to file a report, but it can't, actually file it for you.
Yeah, and small business owners are burning thousands of pounds hiring these digital parrots when what they really need is a warehouse manager. So today in this deep dive, we're looking at the sources to map out exactly where your tech budget should actually be going.
Because the terminology is so muddy right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
Our mission today is cutting through the hype to give you a plain English guide to chatbots, workflow automation, and AI agents. That way, you know, you don't make an incredibly expensive tech mistake.
Yeah, business leaders are throwing money at the wrong solutions, honestly. We really need to define the boundaries of what these tools can actually accomplish.
Right, and that parrot analogy perfectly captures it a chatbot's hard limit, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, chatbots are purely reactive. They sit and wait for a prompt from a user, and then they generate text based on their training or your documents. But they cannot act on their own.
So they completely lack autonomy. Like, a chatbot might draft a beautifully polite email response to a client who's asking for a meeting.
Yes, exactly. But it doesn't know how to independently open up your private scheduling system, check your conflicts, and actually book that meeting.
It just talks.
Precisely. And since chatbots only talk, you need what the industry calls the doers to actually execute tasks for you.
The doers. I like that.
Yeah, and the research highlights two main types of doers, which are workflow automation and AI agents.
Let's break those down. Workflow automation, using platforms like Zapier or Make. I mean, that sounds like it handles the predictable stuff.
It does, yeah. It's completely deterministic. It relies on strict rules, like if X happens, do Y.
Right. So if an email arrives with an invoice, save the attachment to the specific folder.
Exactly. It's a reliable conveyor belt for structured, repetitive tasks.
But what happens when a task isn't just a straight line? Say you have a messy customer shipping dispute where the solution isn't always exactly the same.
Well, that's where AI agents step in. Instead of rigid rules, you give an agent an end goal, like, resolve this customer's shipping dispute.
Okay, so how does that work under the hood?
So the agent takes that big, ambiguous goal and uses its reasoning capabilities to write its own internal to-do list. It might, check the tracking number, realize the package is lost, look up the customer's specific refund policy.
And then process a replacement order itself.
Exactly. It breaks down the problem and course corrects on the fly to make it happen.
Hold on. If AI agents can think and adapt for themselves without you having to map out every single step, shouldn't you just buy the agent to run everything?
Absolutely not.
Wait, really? Wouldn't that instantly future-proof your business?
I mean, deploying an AI agent for a simple, predictable task is arguably the costliest mistake a business can make right now.
Even if it saves you from writing all those strict rules.
Yeah, the price tag and the complexity make it a terrible trade-off. Workflow automation is cheap, it's fast to implement, and incredibly low risk.
How cheap are we talking?
Well, our sources show a UK SME might spend just £5,000 for a custom automation setup, or simply pay £30 a month for basic software subscriptions.
Oh, wow. Which sounds very manageable. What are we looking at for true multi-agent systems then?
Anywhere between £150,000 to £350,000 to build.
I think every small business owner listening just choked on their coffee. That is a massive leap.
It is, and it gets worse. You also face unpredictable ongoing API usage fees.
Wait, what exactly is an API in this context?
Think of an API as a digital translator that allows two different pieces of software to talk to each other.
Okay, got it.
Every time your AI agent thinks or asks another software for information through that digital translator, you pay a tiny fee. And because agents course correct and take unpredictable steps, those fees can snowball fast.
Right. Plus, building a system like that probably takes months of testing, whereas a £30 a month workflow automation can be set up by Friday.
Exactly. Buying an AI agent for a standard workflow job is basically like hiring a highly paid CEO to manually run a predictable automated conveyor belt.
That is a great way to put it. So the golden rule for choosing your tech stack is this: use workflows for structured, repetitive tasks, and only pay for AI agents when the task genuinely requires ambiguous problem solving.
Spot on. You have to match the technology to the task, not the hype. Don't hire a CEO to pack boxes.
And don't expect a digital parrot to run your accounting department.
Exactly. Though this does raise an important question for the near future, actually, we are starting to see these traditional, rigid workflow tools incorporate more of their own AI capabilities directly into the software.
Oh, that is interesting. As the tech evolves, how will you prepare your business for the day your automated conveyor belt decides to start changing its own rules without asking you first? Something to mull over as you plan your next tech upgrade.